Hi everyone! In this new season of my podcast, we will focus more on common things to say or ask in Binisaya, and we will break down the phrases and sentences we will use so you can understand better why they are formed that way. And for this episode, we will talk about how to tell date, day, and time. We will learn how to tell time in Binisaya, what day it is, and how to say all of those respectively. If you like my content, please support my podcast by subscribing and checking the links in the description below. I don't really earn anything from this podcast, so I would appreciate a lot any support I can get so I can make more contents for you. Welcome back, everyone. It's a new year, and thus, it's a new season of my podcast. It's been a while since my last upload. I haven't been uploading anything since last October. I was a bit busy, and to be honest, I felt a bit disheartened to continue since I haven't got much listeners, especially since the niche for learning Cebuano has very little audience. And also, after my one and only supporter quit supporting the podcast, I thought maybe I should just put it to rest. However, one listener emailed me and sent his support for my podcast, so I decided to continue making new episodes for now. Special thanks to Dave for your support and becoming one of my students. Please support my podcast so I can upload more episodes and create more content for you. If you want to have a Cebuano language lesson that will walk you down the thought process in making Cebuano sentences and to guide you how to converse in Cebuano language, contact me at coj.stuff@gmail.com. Again, that's coj.stuff@gmail.com, and we can set up a schedule for a lesson for you. The lesson will include all the materials you will need. There will be a grammar lesson, practice speaking, assignments that you can do, and the best part is that you can learn the language at your own pace at a very reasonable price. So email me at coj.stuff@gmail.com and we will work out a lesson that suits your needs. Back to the program. Alright, so let's get to our topic today. The most important part of telling time in Cebuano is being able to count in Binisaya using Spanish counters. When you are telling the date, the days of the week, and the time, it really helps a lot to know a little Spanish. Why? Because time and date are foreign concepts that were introduced to Filipinos when the Spaniards colonized the Philippines. So all of the vocabularies used in telling the date, days of the week, and the time are all borrowed from Spanish. So, how do we tell the time in Binisaya? Time in Binisaya is divided into hours and minutes. Basically, we follow the 12-hour format in telling time. Knowing to count from 1 to 12 in Spanish counter is essential. And since I've already taught you how to count using Spanish counters, I will only teach you in this episode the phrasal structure for telling time. To say the hour format, we start by saying alas. Again, alas. Alas followed by the Cebuano Spanish counters 2 to 12. And since we are following the 12-hour format, you need to indicate whether it is morning, afternoon, or evening so people won't get confused. Okay, so let's say you want to say 3 p.m. or 3 in the afternoon. To say that in Binisaya, we start by saying alas, followed by the number 3. What's 3 in Binisaya again using the Spanish counters? We have uno for 1, dos, and then tres. Very good. So that's right, tres. So that would be alas tres. So to say 3 o'clock, that would be alas tres. Now, we need to make sure that we indicate which 3 o'clock we are talking about. Since we want to say 3 p.m. or 3 in the afternoon, we need to add afternoon in the Cebuano time. Do you still remember how to say afternoon in Cebuano from our previous episodes? You do? Great. So what do we say when we want to say afternoon? That's right. Afternoon is hapon in Binisaya. Again, afternoon is hapon in Binisaya. But you cannot just immediately add the word hapon, okay? You need to use a particle in order to connect the word hapon to alas tres. So, does it mean that you have alas tres and hapon, you can just put them together? No, because in Binisaya, in order to form a phrase, in order to combine words together to form a single phrase, especially if those words are separate, you need to add a particle in between them. Okay? Now, the particle you need to use when you want to give more specification to a noun phrase is the particle sa. Particle sa. One of the functions of particle sa is a specifier. Remember that very well, because you will be using particle sa a lot when you start speaking Binisaya. Don't worry, I will be explaining more about that particles, like what particles are, as we move along in learning Binisaya. So, to say 3 p.m. or 3 in the afternoon in Binisaya, we say alas tres sa hapon. Alas tres sa hapon. So, alas tres is one unit of noun, and hapon is one unit of noun. So, in order to combine these two units of noun, you need to add the particle sa in between to make sure that 3 p.m. or 3 o'clock is being described as hapon here, or p.m. So, alas tres, 3 o'clock, is being modified by the word hapon to make it more specific. So, it becomes from 3 o'clock and afternoon, so it becomes 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right? So, 3 o'clock, alas tres, and then hapon in the afternoon. So, alas tres sa hapon. Okay. The word alas here doesn't really mean anything. It's just a marker for hour. When you start stating, or when you are stating the time, it's different when you want to say the duration by hours compared to telling the time. When you're talking about duration, you are using hours or minutes as a unit of measure. For example, if you say 2 hours or 5 minutes. While when you are stating a time, you are basically identifying the period of time. For example, we have like 5 o'clock or 6 in the morning. So that's a complete set. So if you want to express duration of time in Binisaya, let's say 5 hours, you say lima ka oras. Lima ka oras, because lima is 5, and then horas is hour. And ka, remember in the previous episode, particle ka is a linking particle for counters. So if you want to connect a number with a noun or a unit of measure, you need to use particle ka. So particle ka and particle sa are very different because particle sa is a specifier while particle ka is a linker. It links one noun to another. And it tells you, and it's only used, particle ka is only used for counters only. No other else. Okay? Right. Now, if you want to determine the certain period of time, let's say 5 o'clock, you say a las cinco. So, lima ka oras and a las cinco are two different things. So, when you say a las cinco, that means 5 o'clock. When you say lima ka oras, that would mean what? 5 hours, right? So notice the difference here. So when you are counting for, like, when you want to count something, and in this case hours, you're counting hours, so then you need to use the Cebuano word instead of the Spanish counters. But when you are stating time, when you are telling the time, you only use the Spanish counter. Got it? Again, when you want to say the time, you always say alas, 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 followed by the Spanish counter. However, if you want to say 1 o'clock, the right phrase to use is a la una, a la una. So you don't say alas una, that's wrong. You say a la una. That's alas without the S, okay? And una instead of using the word uno. So we don't use the word uno when you're talking about time. We say una. Okay? So it becomes a la una. So that's 1 o'clock. I don't know why it works that way. It's just how it is. We never say alas uno. We never say alas uno. That's wrong. We say a la una. Why? I have no idea why it became like that. Blame the Spanish language for that, because we are just following them. Okay? I have no idea why they do it that way. So we're just following them, because it's a borrowed term. Okay. So all the time in Binasaya are a la una, a las dos, a las tres, a las cuatro, a las cinco, a las seis, a las siete, a las ocho, a las nueve, a las diez, a las once, and a las doce. So that's 1 o'clock up to 12 o'clock, respectively. Okay? Again, a la una, 1 o'clock, a las dos, 2 o'clock, a las tres, 3 o'clock, a las cuatro, 4 o'clock, a las cinco, 5 o'clock, a las seis, 6 o'clock, a las siete, 7 o'clock, a las ocho, 8 o'clock, a las nueve, 9 o'clock, a las diez, 10 o'clock, a las once, 11 o'clock, and lastly, a las doce, 12 o'clock. Okay, now if you want to say in the morning, afternoon, or evening, you say sa buntag for morning, sa hapon for afternoon, or sa gabi for the evening, right? Remember our previous episodes, we talked about how to greet people, right? So we talk about mayong buntag, mayong hapon, mayong gabi. Yes, so it's the same thing. Morning, afternoon. You're just using those nouns and, you know, putting it here. Okay, so let's have a little practice. Tell me the Binisaya of the following time. Okay, so let's start with number one. 6 in the morning. We have 6 in the morning. So how do you say 6 in the morning in Binisaya? First, we say, what do we say? That's right. We say alas. Alas, very good. And what is 6 in Spanish? That's seis or seis. So that would be alas seis in Binisaya. Alas seis. And then we have morning. Morning is, what's that again? Morning? Puntag, very good. So if you want to say 6 in the morning, that would be, very good. Alas sa isa buntag. Alas sa isa buntag. So 6 o'clock in the morning. Alas sa is 6 o'clock. Sa buntag is morning. Okay, next. What about number two? We have 4 p.m. 4 p.m. So how do you say 4 p.m. in Binisaya? So 4 o'clock is alas cuatro. Very good. So 4 o'clock is alas cuatro. What about PM? So PM basically is still afternoon, right? So afternoon in Binisaya is hapon, right? Very good. So you have 4 o'clock, alas cuatro, and then hapon, afternoon. So put them together, we have, that's right, alas cuatro sa hapon. So 4 p.m. is alas cuatro sa hapon. So even though it's shortened in English, it's still explicitly stated in Bisaya. Yeah, you still have to follow the same pattern over and over again in Bisaya. That's the only way for us to tell time. Well, actually, we also use English once in a while, you know. Kano sa takita mga 4 p.m. Pwede siguro we can meet siguro mga 4 p.m. takita. So we say that as well sometimes in we also say that in English as well. However, you know, in most cases we actually use Bisaya. Cause I don't know why. It just feels better that way for us. Sometimes, you know, it's better to use your own language compared to like borrowing, you know. You can't just keep borrowing everything from another language. Okay. So what about this one? Number three, we have 9 p.m. 9 p.m. So 9 p.m. is what? 9 o'clock is alas nueve. Right. 9 o'clock is alas nueve. And then PM is, so PM for 9 p.m. is already evening, right? So instead of saying PM, we say evening because that's already night. 9 p.m. is already night. So that would be gabi. Very good. So alas nueve sa gabi. 9 p.m. is alas nueve sa gabi. Again, it's easier in English because, you know, you have 9 p.m. and stuff like that. It's very shortened. But in Binisaya, you really have to determine whether it's evening, it's night, or in the afternoon. We still follow the same structure for like evening, afternoon, and morning, the same way in English in Minnesota. So like around 5 or 5:30, after that it's already like evening. Okay, what about this one? The last one is number 4. 1 o'clock in the morning. 1 o'clock in the morning. Oh, this one is a little bit tough because I haven't told you this one. Right. 1 o'clock in the morning. So 1 o'clock is ala. Right, that's ala Una, 1 o'clock is a la una. Then we have morning. Morning is what? Buntag, very good. However, 1 o'clock is still dark. So technically, while it's already in the morning, we have another term for it. If it's morning and it's still dark, we have another term for it. We don't say buntag for it. We say kadlawon. Kadlawon. So, 1 o'clock in the morning is kadlawon. A la una sa kadlawon. Kad, K-A-D-L-A-W-O-N. Kadlawon. So there's a D there to stop, like a stop. Kadlawon. Okay. Now, kadlawon is between 12 up to like around 4:30 before sunset or sunrise. Yeah, before sunrise, that's considered as kadlawon. So if it's still dark and it's already morning, it's considered as kadlawon. Kadlawon for us. Like right now, I'm recording the middle of kadlawon. So, right. Right, so kadlawon is basically after 12 a.m. until sunrise. So early morning before sunrise is called kadlawon. All right. Okay, so how do you ask for the time? Like, when you're asking someone, or if you want to ask some people about, like, what time is it now, how do you ask for the time? When you want to ask, what time is it now, you say, unsa nay oras karon. So we have four words here. Unsa nay oras karon. Unsa nay oras karon? Unsa nay oras karon? That's normally how we ask a question for time. But if you want to be more polite, you can change a little bit the melody of your sentence. You can even ask, unsa nay oras karon? Unsa nay oras karon? So from going up and then going down. Going up, unsa nay, and then going down, oras karon. So it's like going up and then going down. That's one way for you to be polite. This is actually one of the politeness marker in Binisaya, especially when you're asking a question. So that's one thing you need to remember. Okay, unsa nay oras karon? So that's our way of asking what time is it now. Now, let's break down the sentence one by one, okay? Unsa is a question marker equivalent to what in English. So, unsa is what in English. The word na following the word unsa is an attitudinal particle. And it has a lot of meaning depending on the sentence. In this case, its closest meaning in English is already. Okay, so we have unsa, which is what, and then na, which is already. Right? Attitudinal particles are very complex, so it's best to learn it in an advanced or intermediate stage of learning Cebuano. So don't mind it, you know, but just remember that it's right now, it's already, okay? Now, the particle na here has an attachment. It has an attachment. From na, it becomes nai. Na becomes nai because the root for that is na. And then I ask you, unsa nai oras karon, right? So it becomes nai. The y attachment here is actually an eclectic particle. We call that an eclectic particle. There are different particles. And it gets confusing, I know. Yeah, it's a drag, I get it. There's a lot of particles, there are different particles in Bisaya, and that it doesn't exist in English, and that's why it's even more complicated because it doesn't exist in English, but it exists a lot in Bisaya, and that's one thing you need to remember. Okay, so why is an eclectic particle? It's usually originally attached to the question marker. So it should be like unsay. It's originally should be attached to the to the question marker unsa. Instead of saying unsa, it actually becomes unsay. But because unsa is following a particle, the eclectic particle moves to the na particle. So unsa na becomes unsanay. Got it? So the y particle is instead attached to the attitudinal particle. So instead of being attached to the y to the unsa, it attach itself into the na. So that's why it becomes unsanay. But if you're going to remove the na here, if you don't use the na, you can just say unsay uras karon. Unsay uras karon. That's correct. That's the right way to ask. But if you're talking about right now, unsanay uras karon. So you see, unsay uras karon is a correct sentence, and unsanay uras karon is also a correct sentence. So the Y here moves between words depending on its function. And that's something to remember. When you have a question marker, normally you have that eclectic particle Y. And whatever follows that question markers, it depends on what it follows. The particle Y attaches itself to what's next to it, okay? It's not always the case, but in this case it does. Okay, I'm rambling now. It's a bit, I'm making you confused. Okay. There are different types of particles used in Cebuano, as I said earlier, and it's very important to know each one of them because Cebuano utterances are filled with particles, much more than Japanese language. If you know Japanese language, you would know that Japanese language has a lot of particles. It's filled with particles, it's bombarded with particles, it's crazy. But Cebuano is even more bombarded with particles. Like you cannot make a sentence in Bisaya without particles. Like it's just impossible to make a sentence in Bisaya without particles. It's just part of it, you know? Cannot have a meaningful sentence without. Well, you can, you know, just if it's one word, then that's still a complete sentence. One word can still be a complete sentence in Bisaya, but you know what I mean? Like it's not meaningful enough to make a context if you don't have a particle. Like if you want longer sentences than that, then you need particles. It's part of it. It's really important. So that's one thing you need to learn, the particle. Particles are essential. It's one of the building blocks of the Cebuano language. Okay, as discussed in the previous episode, oras can mean either hours or time, right? Earlier, we talked about it for like hours or for time, right? We're telling time oras, and in the previous episode, we talked about it hours as a counter. Right? Depending on its usage. In this case, horas means time. So we're talking about time now. And it's borrowed from the Spanish language. Yes, it is borrowed from the Spanish language. Hora. A hora. Okay. Moving forward, there are two meanings for the word karun. It could mean today, or it could mean right now. Exactly right now. And since we are asking about the current time, it's understandable that karon here is used as right now. Okay? So, unsa is what? Na is a particle equivalent to already in English. Oras is time. And then karon is now. So basically, you're asking what already time now in English, right? Make sense? Yeah, that's a bad translation. So the right translation would be what time is it now? Right, I'm rumbling. It's a middle of the Kadlawan, forgive me. Okay. Of course, there are other ways to ask for the time, but let's just stick to the example for now, okay? Okay. So, if you want to know how to ask time, the easiest way is to say unsa nay oras karon. Unsa nay oras karon. Or if you want to remove the particle na, that's also okay. Unsay oras karon. You can even say that. But it's na particle is, while it's not essential, it gives meaning, it gives color to this statement. That's why it's attitudinal particle. It tells you the attitude of the speaker, because na gives you like an what do you call this? Like an urgency. Yeah, na gives off like this urgency feeling when you say something. That's why we say unsa nay oras karon. So there's a little bit of an urgency to know the time. So that's why we say like, oh, the time right now is like this, like that. Yeah. So you can have na there. Attitudinal particles are optional, by the way. They're optional. You can or cannot have them on a sentence, but it gives this very different feeling when you have them. So it's good to have them. Okay, so unsa nay oras karon. So that's how you ask for the time. And how do you respond to that? Just give them the time. Just say the time. If somebody asks you unsa nay oras karon, you just say ala una sa kadlawon, alas dos sa hapon, alas nuebe sa buntag. So you already have the question, and now you have the answer. Got it? Good. Okay. What about date and the days of the week? What about it? Now, date in Binisaya is called pizza. Pizza. That's right. It sounds like your favorite food, pizza. Yes. Date is pizza in Binisaya. That's quite easy to remember, isn't it? Yeah. Makes you feel hungry. I feel hungry. Are you feel hungry? Are you feeling hungry? Sorry, my English is like Right. Yes, that's right. Pizza is date in Binisaya. They almost sound alike, and yeah, almost sound alike. They're not a, they don't really sound exactly alike. 'Cause in the English word pizza is actually prolonged, but in Bisaya it's actually not. It doesn't have a long vowel. Pizza. Pizza. Anyway, now as I mentioned earlier, date and time are concepts that were introduced to us by the Spaniards during the colonization. That is why when we say the date in Bisaya, all the words for the date and time are borrowed from Spanish. Now, let's start with the months. Here are the months used in Cebuano from January to December, respectively, okay? Right. We have here Enero, January, Enero, Enero. Next, we have Pebrero. Pebrero, February. Next we have Marzo, Marzo, March. Next we have
Abril. Abril es April. Abril. Mayo. Mayo. Mayo es May. Mayo. Next es junio. Junio. Junio es June. Julio. Julio. Julio es July. Julio es July. Agosto. Agosto. Agosto es August. Agosto. Septiembre. Septiembre. Septiembre es September. Septiembre. Octubre. Octubre. Octubre es October. Octubre. Next es noviembre. Noviembre. Noviembre es November. Noviembre. Lastly, we have diciembre. Diciembre. Diciembre es December. Right. So those are the mounts in Binisaya. We actually have a song that we used to sing a lot when I was still a kid to help remember the months of the year. It goes something like this. Enero, febrero, marzo, abril, mayo, junio, julio, agosto, septiembre, octubre, noviembre, diciembre, lubi. Yeah, so that's how we sing. That's the song that we used to sing a lot. Enero, febrero, marzo, abril, mayo, julio, junio, agosto, or junio, julio, agosto, septiembre, octubre, noviembre, diciembre, lubi, lubi. Yeah, so that's the song again. So I'm gonna cite them again, okay? Enero, febrero, marzo, abril, Mayo, junio, julio, agosto, septiembre, octubre, noviembre, diciembre. So those are the months in Binisaya. Now, if you want to say specific date, just say the month followed by the Spanish counter. For example, if you want to say February 14, so you say Pebrero 14, because February is Pebrero and 14 is 14, right? Another example, if you want to say December 25, you say Christmas. Just kidding. If you want to say December 25, you say Diciembre. What's 25? 25. Diciembre 25. Right. Very easy, right? But you really have to learn how to count. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez, once, doce, trece, catorce, quince, dieciséis, diecisiete, dieciocho, diecinueve, veinte. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. December 25, December 25. So, why don't we use particles in between month and date? Before we use like usa ka oras, right? There's a particle between. Why don't we use February 14, why do we use particle in between Pebrero 14 and 14? The reason is because dates are treated as specific names. The specific names don't require particles because they're like a set. They're already a set. They're not specific sets put together into one unit. They're not. They're just. It's really their name, like that's the name of the month, February 25, or the date. That's the name of the date, February 25. That's why we stick to it. We don't need to add particles into it. Also, it's Spanish, So in Spanish, you don't really use particles for that, so that's why, yeah, because it's Spanish as well. That's one reason. Okay, so how do you ask for the date today? When you want to ask for the date, you say exactly the same as you did asking for the time, except for like you just change the topic, you just change a little bit. Okay, so you say un sa ang pizza karon. Un sa ang pizza karon. Okay, again, un sa ang, that's ang, ang pizza, PETSA, pizza, and then karon. Unsa ang pizza karon? Unsa pizza karon? Or if you want to remove the ang, that's fine as well. You can say unsay pizza karon. That's also fine. So, unsa is what? As you know, pizza is date, right? And karon, since we are talking for the day today, karon is today for now, right? Okay. So what about ang? What about the ang before the pizza? Remember? We say, unsa ang pizza karon? Right? The sentence is, unsa ang pizza karon? So what about that ang? What is ang? Ang is actually a type of particle, which is a topic marker. A topic marker tells you what the sentence is talking about. In this case, we are talking about the pizza karon, which is the topic of the sentence. So, what is being asked here in the sentence? Ang pizza karon. So, it tells you when you have a particle ang in a sentence, in a binisaya sentence, it tells you that this is what the sentence is all about. So, unsa ang pizza karon? So, what is the date today? Do not equate ang with is, because is different with from ang. It's very different from ang. Is a copula. It's a type of verb. It's a copula. Ang is not a copula. It's a topic marker. It's just a marker. It doesn't have an equivalent in English. It's equivalent to wa in English, like kyo wa. Yeah, so wa tells you that this is the topic of the sentence, this is what we're talking about. It doesn't have any kind of meaning, it's just a marker. Okay, ang is a topic marker, always remember that. And you can even replace any word as a topic, like unsa ang adlaw karon, unsa ang adlaw karon. You can even ask that. So you're changing from pizza, you change adlaw, which is day. What day is today? You see, you can switch it all the time. You can change it all the time because you're just changing the topic. Got it? Okay, good. Okay, moving forward. So, how to say the days of the week? Yeah. How do we say the days of the week? We already know the time and the date, so now let's learn how to say the days of the week. I know it's a long episode. Yeah, because mostly I'm rambling. Anyway, to say the days of the week, we will still borrow the words used in Spanish, except the spelling and the pronunciation are slightly changed. Okay, so I'm going to say the days of the week from Monday to Sunday, respectively, okay? So let's start with Monday, which is Lunes. Lunes in Binisaya. So Monday is Lunes. Tuesday is Martes, Martes, Martes in Binisaya. Next is Wednesday. Oh no. Wednesday is miércoles. Miércoles. Miércoles is Wednesday. Sorry. Then Thursday is jueves. Jueves. Friday is viernes. Viernes. Saturday is sábado. Sábado. Now make sure to use a long vowel in sábado, okay? It's supposed to be sábado. And lastly, Sunday is domingo. Domingo. Yeah, I sound very nasal right now because I have a cold. I'm still recovering. Probably have COVID, I don't know. Whatever. I'm fine, guys. Don't worry about me. Yeah, okay. So always remember the type of vowels used when pronouncing words so you won't sound funny when saying these words, okay? When you're saying words in Binisaya, you have to remember the vowels, what kind of vowel you need to pronounce, okay? Because they're very specific. The slightest change in vowel use could change the entire meaning. Yeah. It will sound very funny. That's funny. It's coming from me. Sounding a lot nasal. Okay. Again. Lunes. Martes. Miércoles. Jueves. Viernes. Sábado. Domingo. Lunes. Martes. Miércoles. Jueves. Viernes, sábado, domingo. Now, those are the days of the week. Okay, so how do you ask what day today is? So, if you want to know what day today is, like what if today is Monday or Tuesday, you know, if you want to know that, if you want to ask someone, it's actually very easy. I already said it earlier. All you have to do is use the same question we asked for the date and replace the topic from pizza to adlaw, because adlaw is day, right? So pizza is the date and then adlaw is the day, so you just change that. Since the topic is not the date anymore, replace it with day or adlaw in Binisaya, okay? So to ask for what day today is, you say, unsa ang adlaw karon? Unsa ang adlaw karon? So before, it's like, unsa ang pizza karon? Unsa ang pizza karon? But now, we're using, unsa ang adlaw karon? So you're just changing the topics, okay? So how to respond to that question? If you want to say, today is Tuesday, you say, ang adlaw karon kay Martes. Ang adlaw karon kay Martes. See, the response is the same. The response is the same as the response in the question about the date. The only difference is that you're changing the topic from pizza, the date, to adlaw. So if you want to say, if you want to ask, like, unsa ang pizza karon? Then you say the date. Ang pizza karon kay pizza 24, Pebrero 24. If you want to ask what day today is, you say, unsang adlaw karon? And then you respond, ang adlaw karon kay, and then you say the day today, whether it's Tuesday, Lunes, Martes, Miércoles, Sábado, Domingo. You just have to pick. Just pick. Okay? Okay. Is it easy? It's very easy. Again, your response should be ang adlaw karon, followed by particle kay, and then Martes, Miércoles. You know, there are some people who will argue whether to use kay or not. Because standard Cebuano, in the old textbooks, Cebuano, don't use particle chi this way. They don't use it this way. But conversationally, in reality, chi is used this way, especially in irregular sentences. And ang adlaw karon kay Martes is an irregular sentence. So that's why we use chi here to describe the topic. Describing the topic, ang adlaw karon with Martes. It links together the topic and the description. Because normally, the sentence would be, Martes ang adlaw karon. That's the right order. That's the right sentence. That's the regular sentence. But if you move that, if you change that, Martes ang adlaw karon kay Martes. So you're moving the topic on the in the forefront of the sentence. Because you're doing that, there is a shift on the topic here, or the focus of the sentence. You use kai to link the topic with the descriptor. Now, a lot of people will argue about that, that, oh, it's wrong, you shouldn't do that, it's not standard, blah, blah, blah. I say, shut up, okay? Because this is how people, like, talk. In reality, this is how people talk. When you go to streets, when you talk to your to people, when you ask people, and they start a sentence with ang, they would use kai. That's the reality. Why would you argue about that? So that's why I always use kai. I always teach this to my students because it's the reality of the language use. And people will argue about it, but I don't care. Okay. Now, let's combine everything we have learned today, okay? So how do you say a specific date and time? Let's say you want to set an appointment and you want to say the exact date and time you want to have an appointment. Here's the order that you need to follow. Start with a date, followed by the days of the week, and lastly, the time. Make sure to be specific about the time. For example, the appointment date is August 5, Friday, 9 a.m. That's supposed to be the order, okay? August 5, Friday, 9 a.m. If you want to say that in Bisaya, you say Agosto 5, Viernes, alas 9, sa buntag. Got it? Again, start with a date, followed by the days of the week, followed by the specific time. Got it? Awesome! And that is it for our episode for today. Thank you very much for tuning in our podcast. Make sure to hit that subscribe button to get the latest updates of our podcast. Salamat sa pagpaminaw ug kita tapuhon. Hamping pirmi. Bye-bye! Thank you.